volleyball, or you could be talking about basketball, football, but that all of that depth creates an awful lot of competition and practice. Have you seen that? I'd imagine that's something you like an awful lot.
Yeah, it's a great motivating force. We believe that competition is one of our kind of foundational principles, and right now we have 18. We can travel with 16, so anyone that gets on the bus, anyone that suits up, they've earned the right to do that. And I think ultimately that helps us top to bottom. But just to speak about these two young women on my right here relative to their senior years, one of the things, I'm a couple of days away from finishing my freshman year here, and one of the things that's been impressive about these two women is they've committed to the process of change. Even though, they're in the home stretch here, they work very hard to try to get better technically and tactically, and also trying to make some change in terms of how they lead and how they interact with their teammates. So it's impressive. I hope for them that they can put it all together. We can put it all together around them, that we can make a nice run. But they're doing all the right things. They're working hard. They're working smart. They're trying to work together.
I don't know if happier is the right word, but this leading up to this season, of course, last year you were coming back from London and the Olympics. This year you've been here now for a year. You know your team. You know your coaches. This has to feel a lot more comfortable than maybe last fall leading into that Diet Coke at the Pavilion.
Yeah, it's at least I know what day it is and what country I'm in. That's a big advantage. It's nice to have a preseason. I've never done this before. When I was coaching in men's collegiate volleyball, the rhythm of the season is quite different. So I liked having this little block to get everyone ready, and I'm excited to see how this team performs. Just relative to they're talking about the goals for this program, obviously the hope, the intent is to try to be there at the end. We'd like to win our last match. But the way we get there is the most important part of it. So our goals are way more grounded in the process of that and with the intention of achieving these great things. But there's so much power in us controlling the things that we can, the way we work, the way we play, the way we treat each other, all those kind of things. And the rest of it, we'll have to let the chips fall as they may. But this group's working hard, and I like that.